1529.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I attempted to start a message on the angelic assignment, and I might have touched on it, but we're going to continue in that vein. And we're still in our series on kingdom law. Amen? You know, with kingdom law, one of the things that's very important to understand is that the laws of the kingdom defy explanation. Selah that for a moment. The laws of the kingdom. That's why we must consistently be people of the Spirit. There are things you won't understand. The laws of the kingdom will operate in our lives, and we won't be able to explain it all. And it's not just a happenstance, a coincidence, or just something, something that happens every night. No, these are the laws of the kingdom. You know, we can live there. Tell someone, we're to live there. That's why the Lord said he would make you a wonder. People will wonder after your life. Amen. What is it they do? Is that witchcraft or some kind of magic? No. It's the laws of the kingdom. And oftentimes they will defy any explanation. People will not be able to put you in a box. Amen. They won't be able to define you or nail you. Amen. Now, the laws of the kingdom, first of all, because the kingdom is a different realm, understand there are different rules. Amen. In this day and time that we live, we have to learn how to sojourn in the spirit realm. There's a lot of stuff you can get away with in the natural realm, not in the spirit. The next manual, the next manual that I write will have to do with us coming into supernatural formation. Amen. You see, you're first of all, you're not alone. Amen. As a matter of fact, when you are alone, you are least alone. Adam, when God said it's not good that the man be alone, Adam was not lonely.
Amen.
Tell someone right now, you're not alone.
You're not alone.
Even when you go on a long trip all by your lonesome, you're not alone.
Amen.
And what we must understand is that there is a supernatural formation. If you could see yourself in the spirit, especially when you're battling darkness, and that you would see angels.
Amen.
That are there in formation like Elisha saw. It's the same principle today.
Amen.
Like Elisha saw on top of that mountain.
Amen.
He was a man of the spirit, and he knew and prayed, Lord, open my servant's eyes. Open his eyes so he can see this. He was afraid of what he was seeing naturally, but what was waiting on what was in the natural that was spiritual was much more than what was in the natural.
Amen.
You know something about animals? Animals sometimes can see like that donkey saw. And I was thinking about this the other day. That donkey saw the angel.
Amen.
What was amazing is the donkey started talking. But oftentimes dogs, you know, birds, sometimes you see, I know when I lived in the Midwest, before a tornado or before a severe storm, before it would be clear outside. You see flocks of birds flying real fast. You know, what's going on here? About an hour later or so, it get real dark. Them birds knew. We out of here. that instinct. But see, when we move in spirit phenomena, as we are called to do, see, you're not to act as a mere, let me say, as a mere mortal. Because there's something immortal on the inside of you. Now, we can shut that down and be subjected to just the natural laws. You know, limited by your paycheck or, you know, by your, you know, natural abilities. Or you can take the lid off and say, I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to speak what's right. I'm going to obey God. I'm going to follow the Spirit of God. I'm going to follow His leading. And right away you'll find that oftentimes it will defy explanation. It's like you say things to people you won't know why, except you felt prompted to. And suddenly you're reading their mail. How'd you know that? You didn't know that. The Holy Spirit told you to say that. Now it opens up something whereby a person can be healed or saved or delivered. Amen. Amen? So we operate on an overriding principle that's based upon creation. Now, based upon creation. When we talk about creation, we go way back to Genesis, the book of genes, where everything started. Moses was given that revelation. Moses wrote that book. God set him in the cleft of a rock, put his hand over him, said, I can't show you my glory. No man can see me, the full me, and live. No man can approach that light. But he said, what I'll do, I'll set you in the cleft of this rock. I'll place my hand over, and I'll pass by and let you see the hinder. In other words, I'll let you see the past. And when Moses saw it, what Moses saw was in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God gave him that revelation. The principles or the laws of the kingdom operate, catch this now, they operate on an overriding principle based upon creation. In other words, the laws of the kingdom, those laws override other laws. People can often tell you what you can't do. But you don't have enough money to do. But God says, don't pay any attention to that. The laws of the kingdom will override that. You know, sometimes you may even feel like you're not qualified. But if we are people of the Spirit, nothing is impossible to him that believes. Now you gotta build your faith to that point where you can walk in that. Amen. You know, we can quote it. You know, we even have it in theory. But do you really believe that? Amen. Have you become that where you believe that there's nothing impossible? Amen. Amen. All right? So the laws of the kingdom, they defy explanation. And they operate, the laws of the kingdom operate on an overriding principle based upon creation. Now, when we talk about based upon creation, the first thing that Moses was shown, darkness was upon the face of the deep. What had happened was the rebellion in heaven. God didn't create things like that. Amen. They were chaotic. He caused them to become like that. Peter talks about that flood. When Peter talks about the flood, he's not talking about the flood of Noah. Amen. He's talking about the flood that was before that. Amen. When God flooded everything, when Satan rebelled in heaven and God threw him out. Amen. And everything was thrown into chaos. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then it says that, and God spoke, and God said. Okay, now let's take it from here, because the laws of the kingdom operate on the overriding principle based on creation. How did God start this thing? It says, and God said. You have to understand something. There's a force, there's a power, there's an anointing working in your life. But some things ain't going to happen until you say something. Until you voice it. Now, the laws of the kingdom are based upon an overriding principle based upon creation, how things happened in creation. We have been created in God's image and likeness, and that means, therefore, we function like God does. We are not gods. We are human beings. But there's a God factor inside of you. You that are born again, there's the Holy Spirit. God is in you. And we are here with dominion in the earth, and we are to function as God functions. Now, as I said earlier, there's a supernatural formation. There are other components here. You know, like an engine. You know, you have to get the engine running well. You know, you got to get all the parts running. Something break down, it ain't gonna run right. So you got to get all the engine. You got to get the. It might start up, but you know it's not gonna run like it's supposed to. So, if all we are is saved and talking crazy and talking doubt and all that, okay, I'm still saved, but I'm missing out on a whole bunch of benefit that's been given to me because I'm not operating on kingdom law. There are a lot of people that are saved like that grapple with, and not all the time because of it, but that grapple with disease, grapple with lack, grapple with infirmity, grapple with low self-esteem, grapple with all this stuff because they don't operate on kingdom principles. You need to be saying, especially about yourself, this has nothing to do with arrogance. This has to do with survival and thriving. You need to say about yourself what the word says about you. Forget about what people are saying about you, those naysayers, those ones that, you know, are jealous of you or that envy you or that, you know, whatever the situation. Forget about all that stuff. Say what the word says about you. Stop trying to defend yourself against the devil's accusations. Tell the devil you might be right. Matter of fact, I know you're a little right. But I'm not standing in my righteousness. It had nothing to do with my righteousness. I'm standing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who made no mistakes, who had no error. There was no sin. I stand in his righteousness, Mr. Devil. So I agree with you, and I need to repent. Lord, forgive me. I might have been a little harsh there. Yeah, you're right. I was okay. I repent. But now, I just passed through the blood. For more information, call 702-465-0066.